purposes?
All the India centers has good wishes for you.
Oh, okay. You read it to everybody because I can read it myself, but then everybody else doesn't know what the secret letter that you gave them. They'll be curious, and they will be asking me all night inside their heart, and then I'll be in trouble. Read it.
Yes? Yeah, okay. Supreme God, Supreme Master Qinghai, our most reverend master and utmost beloved mother, Tim Ko 2, Pi O 2, 2 O Pi.
Oh.
We all love you like we never loved anyone. We are thankful and grateful to you for changing everything, our destiny, life cycle, our whole being and whatnot, invisibly that you know. We all pray for your divine good health and long life forever, and also divine protection. We from India Center wish you a very happy new moon year 2015. Then there are a few, four or five lines. May I read that?
Poem he has written.
Thank you.
Hundreds of flowers make a garland. Thousands of lamps are lit for one aarti. Aarti means devotional prayer. Billion and zillion of drops make an ocean. But our master alone is just enough to make our life a heaven.
Oh, thank you. That's it? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Yeah. It's a nice poem. Yeah. Aarti, right? Aarti. Devotional prayer. Aarti. Yes. Devotional prayer. It's not puja.
They put lamp, small lamp.
On the river?
With oil. Uh-huh. Yeah, on the river and then.
And also do singing with that. Okay, yeah, I remember that. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's very beautiful. Beautiful. Hundreds of flowers make a garland. Thousands of lamps are lit for an aarti. Meaning? Prayer.
Ganges,
billions and zillions of drops make an ocean, but our master alone is just enough to make our lives a heaven. Nice poem. Thank you. Thank you. Lovely, lovely. I wonder why you have to go all this way to find your master. Because we have a lot in India. We should even import some master here. You came all this way to look for your master. Huh?
You know it, master. Saints are for a materialistic living. They don't give us...
The saints in India, they are asking for materialistic benefit.
How do you know that? They didn't ask for anything.
They tell us whatever they teach us for money in materialistic life. More or less.
No. Less for moksha, but more on material side.
Let him say something.
Yeah, more on material side.
More on the material side?
Yeah, and less on moksha.
Less on spiritual.
Yeah, spiritual. Liberty. Liberation from...
No. How do you differentiate? Some of the masters also teach the same way.
Yeah, not all same.
Yeah, some are not, of course,
yes,
but
right.
What do you mean by material sides? I don't understand. They ask for donations?
Or? Yeah, everyone.
Every month?
Yeah, everyone asks for donation.
Uh-huh.
Master, you are the only one who never asks. Otherwise, they ask for money.
Because I have money. I give.
Yes. No. They say, if you want mox, give me money. Give everything to us.
Yeah, this is also true.
Yes.
It's also true. This is also true. But it should be on the volunteer basis and not to be asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also true. If there is an enlightened master and you offer whatever you offer to them with such a sincerity, then you will be liberated also. That's true also. Mm? And maybe...
We had one famous guru...
Uh-huh.
He is being also treated as if he is a god. And he is owner of about 10,000 crore property. but doesn't do
billions
anything.
Of rupees he has.
Billions of rupees. But rupees are cheap, so billion is nothing, right?
Millions of dollars we can count.
Oh, millions of US dollars?
Yeah. But he doesn't give anything to anybody. He only grabs, give me, more.
If he's rich, it was his karma, okay? Yes. Maybe it was his merit to have had so much. It's all right not to give. Nobody needs to give anything. But I understand what you're saying. Maybe he was a king or something, and now he comes back, he wants to live this opulent life again. But he should give. I think you're right. He should give some.
I'm not saying that I hate him.
No.
I love him. I regard him also.
Yes.
But his attitude towards humanity should also be kind. This is our feeling.
He's kind?
No.
Oh, you mean he should be kind?
Yeah.
Kinder?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe he is kind secretly. You don't know. Who knows? Maybe he gives without telling you.
It is not so.
Many times I give, I don't tell you.
No, but it is not so with him.
Because normally when you give, you should not tell. Because if... Talk.
No.
When you give something, number one, you should not tell anybody. Number two, if you tell, it means you have to give more. It means you always... If you give $1 and you tell somebody else... that's finished. That means you have no merit from that dollar. And if you say one more time, then you owe $1. Understand?
Yes.
But I don't care about merit. So I tell you sometimes, just to make an example for you. So you know I also do what I told you, okay? But otherwise, a wise person should not tell what good things he does. So maybe that master has done something behind.
Maybe.
We should never see the front.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Is he famous?
Very famous.
Yeah, what does he do? Does he teach also light and sound inside?
No.
Enlightenment?
He only preaches about
doing
Gita,
good?
Gita and Mahabharata.
Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita. I love the songs of God, yes. But inside there is war, and I did not like that part.
Yes.
I did not like that part that the master of Arjuna even encouraged him to go to war against his master and friends because they were at war. I did not like that part at all. Otherwise, the songs are beautifully written.
Yes.
Yeah, songs of God. Bhagavad Gita means the songs of the gods. It must be lower gods. Yeah, that like to war with each other. Astral gods, they do that. Yeah. All right, thank you for your information. I myself don't need anything, that's why. You see, I delight in solitude and inside happiness. I delight in them. So it doesn't matter whether or not I have anything or don't have anything. I also have many properties. I didn't tell you that? This is one of them. SMC is also my property. It's not in my name, though. I pay only. But that just doesn't mean that I like or I really love properties, okay? Even if I have this house, I live in a cave next door. Today I invited Vietnamese to to my little cave. If you want, you can go and have a look tomorrow, but it's nothing to look at. I thought, nothing there. I invited the Vietnamese because they just like this kind of thing. They like to see my place and pick some of the leaves, you know, the trees. They gather all the dry leaves. Yesterday I cooked for you some dry leaves and fruit, and they went and then took the rest. To bring home to the whole country. Everybody won. You have to cook until it boils so that the juice will come out because it's all dry. In the market, I saw them sometimes, they sell a bunch of that freshly cut and sell. But I don't want to cut anything. That's why I use the dry leaves and the dry fruits is already fallen or broken. But you could use also fresh leaves from this kind of tree. Because it is called Loris Nobilis, yeah, in Latin. Yeah, anyway, Loris Nobilis, L-A-U, R-U-S, Loris, and Nobilis, N-O-B-I-L-I-S, Noble, you know, Nobilis means noble, okay. And the fruit, when it's dry and fallen or broken already from the tree, I can take. Or I just put the hand where the fruit is and whatever falls into my hand, then I take. That means it's dry and ready. And other fruits, even though it's ripe, are not falling into your hand. So I don't take. And it's very sweet, the fruit. I cook together the fruit and the leaves because it's sweeter, it's nicer. But they don't always bear fruit, only this season, huh? Mm. Normally you can just boil the water with the dry leaves just to drink. You know. Sometimes if you don't eat and you live in the forest, you boil some similar kind of leaves just to drink, to live on. Understand? Mm. That's all. Okay? Why do we talk about that? Okay, about my cave. It's nearby. It's nearby.
Your pleasure to come.
You like to come?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Tomorrow. Tomorrow when it's brighter, okay? I will invite you. But you cannot sit in my cave. It's very small. Me and my dogs. And outside you can sit. There's some small opening, small clearance. You can sit. Okay, what else?
That's all. That's the end of our program.
That's it?
Somebody wants to sing something?
I want something more.
A poem?
There were Chinese, Taiwanese, and nobody sings to me for us. Do they want to sing, Chinese people? Or they are camera shy? The one in the other rooms. Anybody want to come sing? No. Yes? Don't force them. If they want to, they come. If they don't, forget it. Yeah. All right, then. If nobody else is singing, then we can sing by the cakes. Yeah, we love cakes. This is all the cakes we have?
Mm.
More, huh? Yeah. We can bring it all in here. This is just symbolic to look good, no? And the rest we have more. Bring the whole thing here. In small, small bag, because that box is very big. We have no room here. Okay, we're going to eat something. 有没有煮茶啦? Oh, very good. Shall we go outside and eat there, or shall we eat here? Eat here, huh? Here, yes?
Yes.
Or you prefer to go outside?
Here.
What? You want to sing?
Hello, master, where do you go?
你到也跟?
也离得很。
离得很, okay, okay. 鸟比人都 lớn vậy đó, đâu phải con đúng không? Con người khác chứ hả?
Con người khác.
Đúng rồi, mình thấy sao sao lạ quá, chồng cũng lạ, con cũng lạ. Chỉ còn bà vợ là quen thôi.
No more place.
No more place. And put on my lap. This is a problem. What is that inside? What is inside there? Cakes. Okay, then just pass to everybody. Keep quiet, please. Listen, everybody don't talk, don't breathe into the food so that we have hygienic cakes, okay? Like that. Or you just give it one by one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we eat together, huh? Mm. And then we bring tea here?
Yes.
And then we give it to everybody, all right? It's already cooked, the tea? Today, cook already? Good, good. I tried the Indonesian. Do not feel jealous, all right? You don't have a lot, just a little bit. Even if I give you, there's not enough, so forget that. You have mooncakes, good already, yeah. Okay, tea?
For everyone.
What do you mean for everyone?
Tea.
Yeah, yeah, tea. We have a lot more, right?
Yes.
We have a lot more tea, correct?
Yes.
Mmm. Good, good. I want that white cake. The white one. One piece. I want one white cake. I want white cake. I want white cake. There are two kinds of cakes. You can have white, yes, or you can have yellow.
Mm.
White. He likes the white one. Good. Bên này Việt Nam có mà.
Dạ có.
Ừ, giống y. Không phải. Không phải, không phải.
Bánh hồng.
Bánh bánh da lợn gì đó luôn con.
À, bánh da lợn.
Ok.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.